What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
It's mailbag time. It's Fantasy Cops time. Apple Podcast questions, YouTube, emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. We are into week 14. Everybody's zeking out over what happened on Thursday night. That was good. I just made that up. That was terrific. Wow. Dan Schneier's finally here. I told the YouTube audience, starting soon, Dan is holding us up. Let's see what some of the comments we got.
I can't even imagine.
Dan is on the can. Dan probably ripped through another shirt. Dan tumble dry high Schneier. I like
that.
That means you shrink your shirts in the dryer and then you rip through them. And then, there you go. Dan's round of golf went long. Well, the good news is
he was in the pool.
I gave him an ultimatum. I told him you're not coming back on the show until you watch Christmas Vacation. So what did you think of Christmas Vacation?
You know, I walked into class. It felt like I was walking into class today. Like it was back in like homeroom, middle school, or early high school days. And I was like, oh God, I didn't do the assignment. What kind of excuse can I make up? So I'm thinking of all the best excuses, but you know what? There is no good excuse. I had a busy week. That's not a good excuse, but you know, I will say this. I was not at home any of the single nights this week. I played basketball. I got in tennis. First pickup hoops game in like years. Got invited to, and I just couldn't make it work. That's not a good excuse. I, you know, have nothing really to say that will make this better, but I promise to be better. Yeah. This is
worse than you couldn't set your lineup on Thanksgiving because you had stuff to do.
I had stuff to do. I was cooking the mac and cheese. I had things to do on Thanksgiving morning. Okay.
Your excuses are terrible.
Yeah, no, I think he at least acknowledges he doesn't have a good excuse. He just didn't want. It's fine. No. He said he wants a 1 week extension. He's getting a 1 week.
An extension. You know, this is like school. Like I'll get my extension. I probably now can only get a max of a B+ on this, but you know what? We'll do what we can do.
Yeah, one more assignment for you before next Friday.
All right,
you got to get a haircut. It's wild up there.
I know it's getting bad. I actually have one. I had one scheduled for today, and then. Or I called to get one scheduled for today. I had a nice little block, 1:30 to 3, and they couldn't make it work in my place. So I'm waiting again.
I thought you're not going back to that place again.
Oh no, it's a new place. That last place is done.
All right, let's go through our news and notes, and we'll get to your questions. Breece Hall practiced. Robert Saleh said he's optimistic about Breece Hall playing this week against Houston.
Who are in the 17 leagues that you picked up Dalvin Cook right before the show? Who did you drop to pick up Dalvin Cook?
I dropped Tyler Conklin. I dropped Christian Kirk.
You dropped Kirk?
Yeah, he's out 4 weeks. That's the rest of the season.
Well, I guess I'm thinking the only league where I have him in is Dynasty Leagues.
He's going on IR. I was picking up Dalvin Cook in several leagues, and then Dave sent me a message and said, just so you know, Robert Saleh said he thinks Breece Hall is going to play. Oh, whatever. I didn't drop anyone of consequence. David Njoku and Amari Cooper practice. And we always expected Njoku to play, but Amari Cooper trending in the right direction. That's great. And would he crack your top 24, Jamie, Amari Cooper, if he plays?
If Joe Flacco starts, yes. If Flacco does not start, then no.
Trevor Lawrence is likely going to be a game-time decision. Left tackle Walker Little stepped on Lawrence's foot. Walker Little, what's up with that, man? He's likely out. Cornerback Tyson Campbell is going to be a game-time decision. And as mentioned, Christian Kirk is going on IR. So, Dan, what would your level of confidence be in Trevor Lawrence if he plays at Cleveland?
Low. I think I would, if on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe a 2. I don't think he'll be as mobile. Not that he has been totally utilizing his legs the way I've hoped he would when he came into the NFL from Clemson. Obviously, was a much better runner at the collegiate level. But either way, like with Christian Kirk out, his most reliable weapon, playing on an injury, which I don't think is the smart thing to do. And I ultimately don't think they will play him, but we'll see. I would have a 2.
A 2, okay. And Dawson Knox could play. We're still waiting for word there as he's been practicing, and see if he gets back for that game at Kansas City.
Go ahead.
No. You go ahead.
I was going to say the Dalton Kincaid hype is over. I thought for a little while, for a small stretch, that we might be getting that breakout tight end, and I just don't think that's the case anymore.
Really?
I don't know if it's over.
Once Knox comes back, I think it's going to
be. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. I think we got a new coordinator, so that we'll see how that goes, because last time he played, he was playing under Ken Dorsey's system. Can't trust a hurricane. And, now you have, Joe Brady calling plays. I can't imagine they go away from Kincaid.
I don't think they're going to go away from Kincaid.
The ceiling's lower.
My issue is more just like a snap share and snap percentage basis. Like,
he was playing a lot of snaps with Knox, it's a matter of do they go back to their 12 personnel or do they stick with 11 personnel? If they go back to 12 personnel, then I think it's a matter of the end zone targets maybe could be a problem. To me, Knox is a small speed bump to Kincaid. Okay. It's not a complete hindrance.
Kind of an underrated thing is that Stephon Diggs has not been getting, I feel like I'm going to look now to confirm, but the target share has gone down. It's been last 4 weeks, 22%, 20%, 27.6%, 22.4%. That's the target share for Stephon Diggs. And typically before that, in his first 8 games, I believe, he was over 30%, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times in 8 games. So you're seeing a more conservative Josh Allen. He's not throwing the ball downfield as much and throwing to his running backs a little bit more, throwing to Khalil Shakir. We'll see how it plays out after the bye. Maybe his elbow or his shoulder, whatever it is feeling a little bit better and he can air it out a little bit more. All right, Apple Podcast questions. This one is from Feel the CBRN, the C-Burn. Pick 2 at running back: Achan, Mostert, Kyren Williams, and Tony Pollard.
Wow. It's a good
Achan and Williams.
I was leaning Achan and Kyren. We said Kyren a lot last week, Adam, or at least I said Kyren a lot in those spots and it worked out. I just benching Pollard. I think you have to though in this matchup. So I'll stick with Kyren and Achan as well.
Pick 2 wide receivers: Justin Jefferson, Ayuk, Puka, Debo.
Jefferson and Debo.
I'll go with Puka and Debo as well.
And now we need a flex: Mostert, Pollard. Who'd you say, Dan? You said Puka or Jefferson?
I said Puka.
Oh, all right. Mostert, Pollard, or one of those wide receivers.
I'll take Mostert.
I'll put Jefferson in.
Jamie, that means you're starting both Dolphins running backs.
Oh, it's the same team. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought we were on a different team. Then I would. So it's either start both Dolphins running backs or start both 49ers receivers. I'll start both Dolphins running backs.
Adam. All right. Next one is from I Dropped Herbert. Adam, hands up, hands down. Best hair on the show. No, I don't agree with that. Young Ben Savage. I do agree with that. Half PPR. Yeah.
I would have been fine with that. But a young Jason Alexander is just unbelievable.
He's a good-looking guy.
I don't understand. Jamie,
let's be honest. He's a good looking guy. Which version of him?
The younger one. One with hair.
I get a full shot of the younger version. Someone find out, Zach, find us a full shot of the younger version of Jason Alexander, who, by the way, went to high school, which is 10 minutes away from my town in Livingston, New Jersey. I went to West Orange High School. So he went to a close high school. So there's the connection there. But I need to see a full shot. Like, I need to make sure that at some point he wasn't like the Jason Alexander I know on Seinfeld.
He was. I already showed you this.
All right. Before you see this.
No, I'm not just talking about the bald head. I'm talking about the whole pack.
I understand what you're
before
saying.
You, full shot. You know before what I'm getting at, this. Adam.
If right now, since you're so funny, would you sign up for Jason Alexander's life right now?
Of course.
Okay. So what are you complaining about?
Heartbeat.
So what are you complaining about?
What am I complaining? What am I complaining about? I don't get his life. I'm just getting his looks in this scenario. That's what I'm complaining about. I don't get the show. I don't get any of that.
He was a good-looking guy, and it launched a very successful career. So
you had a picture.
I don't think his looks are what got him his career, Adam.
I don't know. I think you're wrong about that. I think you're underestimating.
All right,
young. Yeah, I feel bad having this conversation. Anyway, pick three.
Is Ben Savage Boy Meets World?
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a dead ringer for Corey from Boy Meets World
and Rome Gardner.
All right. Shut up. Half PBR. Start three. There's the Jason Alexander.
I want to see the full shot here.
That looks just like you.
It does not look just like me.
It really.
Oh my God, it's a dead ringer.
It really does.
He's like 5'1".
Especially. So what are you? You're 5'2".
You're 5'5".
I'm 5'8".
No, it really looks a lot like you.
And maybe 5'9".
Yeah, Marissa Tomei is calling, Dan.
Well, that's another story.
All right, here we go. Back to the question. Pick three in half PPR. Puka, DJ Moore, Gibbs, Moss, Achan.
Moore, Moss, Achan.
I'm going to go Achan for sure. Puka, who I still like this week, and Moore.
What is this Puka love?
I just loved. From what I saw last week, I feel like he looked a little bit healthier and he just looked more explosive out there. And I just think right now, Cooper Kupp, this version of him is not the best version. So I'm just
looked a little healthier in the game where he sprained his AC joint and had to leave.
Yeah, he had to leave, but he played. But I mean, he had the big play, the explosive play. I mean, if he's injured, I'll have to check the most recent injury report. Let me take a look.
Well, no,
look, right,
it's his legs that look good. He was able to run away from someone, which was nice.
Yeah.
All right, this one's from
there. He looked freaking good out there. He had a 70-yard touchdown.
Travis in Omaha. Standard league running back help. Give me two of this group. Eckler, Kamara, Kyren, and Mostert. Pick two. Eckler, Kamara, Kyren, Mostert.
Please don't ever ask about starting Kamara unless it's with Christian McCaffrey.
What?
You're only the only player you'd start over Kamara at this point is Christian McCaffrey.
I see.
Kamara and
I feel that way about Kyren, so I'll put Kyren in there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Kamara and Kyren Williams. Okay, this is from Hey Buddy, Don't Say No. Sit one. Mike Evans, Nico Collins, Devontae Adams, Debo Samuel.
It's either Evans or Adams for me, I think. I'm definitely not sitting Debo.
You're sitting Evans?
I mean, I don't know if I need to sit him. Who's the first guy? I'm definitely not sitting the first guy.
Evans.
It's between Nico and Adams for me.
Definitely not sitting Nico. Nico without
by himself against the Jets in bad weather. I don't care how many targets he's getting. He's third at best. I would sit Adams, but the other two are relative. Evans is top three this week. I mean, it's not even close.
The matchup's great, but I won't sit Evans. I'll sit Adams.
Yeah, I think the weather is really, really potentially a factor this week. So that's why you got to watch Fantasy Football Today Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports HQ, and why you got to tune into the live stream Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern at youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. There will potentially be some bad weather in the Northeast on the East Coast, and we'll, Dan will certainly keep you updated because that's basically, he thinks that's the entire country. So he's very in tune with the weather on the East Coast. And yeah, we'll keep you posted on that. But it could play a factor for sure.
If the weather is a factor, I'm obviously going to move off Nico Collins. But if it's not a major factor here, I'll take Nico Collins over Devontae Adams in this regard. And I'm
fine. I'll say the same thing I said the last couple of days. Stroud on the road has been bad. Stroud without Tank Dell has been bad. I love the targets that Nico's going to get. And this is not a sit Nico Collins thing. You have four very good receivers. And so when you have a lot of good players, you have to make some tough calls. Like I said, I think he's still take him slightly over Devontae Adams, but it's not a slam dunk like it should be if he's playing at home against a more favorable opponent.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that I really am with you on the home road thing though for Stroud. I think it's been like a golf thing where it's been just matchups and he's had harder matchups on the road than he has at home.
And this is one of them.
This is definitely one of them. I don't think he's going to have a great game. And the Dell thing, yeah, for sure. But I've seen wide receivers have good games against the Jets while their quarterbacks have not.
Sure.
That happens. Yeah. Josh Allen in week one was bad, and Stephon Diggs had over 100 yards and a touchdown, for example. This could happen all the time. But just going back to that last question, I mean, you have four good options there, so you're going to have to sit one that you really like. And the last Apple Podcast review, which is only a 4-star review. I don't usually read them, but I thought it was funny.
Don't even read a 4-star.
It must be either Adam's great or Dan's.
The subject line was Adam, and it said, "Feel better. You really get sick a lot. Always nasally, but otherwise the show is okay." I lost us a star on my nasally voice. I apologize for that.
You need to like use the auto tune on the mixer and get the nasal out.
Oh wow! I wish I could auto tune. Yeah,
you know, Adam, I've always been told, not from this podcast, from my Big Blue Bander podcast, that I have a very nasally voice as well. So it's been something I've been super self-conscious about. Yeah,
yeah, that's a big word.
it's so hard to come up with.
I used to. I don't have that function on my mixer here. I probably could find it. But I used to.
If that's a thing, let me know. Send me a link.
I used to take the bass, like the low tones, and turn them up, and take the high tones and turn them down a little bit, and made my voice deeper. People knew that. I was very open about that. I was using performance enhancers with my voice.
I wish I hadn't. I wish you told me that off air.
Amazing.
Well, anyway, we'll be right back after this quick break on Fantasy Football.
I am your father.
Yeah, we will be right back after this quick break on Fantasy Football Today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got some good fantasy cops for you today. Send us your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Put fantasy cops in the subject line. This one comes from Brett. And the league is going, he told me the league is going to use our advice to decide.
Oh, baby.
All right. We got a 12-team Superflex League. The playoffs start next week. Six teams make the playoffs. One player keeper league. And that is important here. And you cannot keep quarterbacks because the Yahoo dollar pre-draft values don't adjust for two QB leagues. So you could keep Burrow for $7, whatever. So you can't keep any quarterbacks. So one keeper Superflex league. Team A is in eighth place without a realistic chance at the top six. Team A dropped Sam Howell to pick up Jonathan Mingo. Howell is the current number four player in our league. His defense is that he can't keep Howell, and Mingo could be a $0 keeper next year. He had many other players on his bench to drop, like a backup tight end and Njoku. He does not admit to collusion, but did admit that this was to improve his team next season. Team B used $75 in fab to pick up Howell. He is in first place, locked into the one seed, and had the highest fab available. His starting quarterbacks are in IR, and he's currently starting Mayfield as his quarterback.
Wow.
We do not have a no-cut list or anything like that, and this doesn't break a current league rule. But what should we do? Vote to add Howell back to the original team, do nothing, add a don't-drop list next season. If we vote, do we only let the playoff teams vote since it financially impacts them, or let the whole league vote? What punishment, if any, for either team? And I do have a text convo of them discussing Howell pre-drop, but not clearly agreeing to a swap of assets or favors or anything like that. And he sent me a screenshot of the conversation, by the
way.
Can
we see that screenshot? That's a big key factor, and it's a key piece of evidence in this.
I will be happy to read it to you. I don't...
Okay.
But what do you... Weigh in on...
You can send it to us privately. You can send it to us privately.
Okay. He told me I could read it. I just don't want to display it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So they've discussed Howell as the trade deadline has passed, I assume?
Yeah, I guess so. He didn't really like... This is what...
Were they discussing Howell about a trade?
I'll read it to you. Wednesday at 9:15. Where did Howell go?
Is there a date?
9:15 Wednesday. Must be
not September 15th. Is it 9:15?
No, 9:15 a.m.
No, 9:15 a.m.
Sorry.
This week.
Yeah. Wednesday morning. Where did Howell go? The other guy responds, waiver wire. And he says, get him. I don't know what that means. Like, he's going to get him. Also, are you dropping a wide receiver? Yep, OBJ. And then later it says, we have a babysitter at 5 p.m. Saturday if you guys want to grab a bite. I didn't see anything in the text that implied collusion necessarily.
I'll buy you dinner with the babysitter.
Oh, that's interesting. I just thought of that as like.
No, I honestly totally don't think this was collusion. I think this was like innocent behavior for the most part.
So the league is insinuating that he dropped the guy knowing that he has the most fab to go pick up Sam Howell.
Yes.
Is this guy like his best friend? Are they best friends? Like,
Friends. They're grabbing a bite.
They're grabbing a bite, but the whole league is friends. But
where is this? Where did this message come from? Like, did they send it to the person?
I guess the guy
league exposed them. They're like, send me all your text messages.
Or was it part of a group text
in the morning of 9:15? Send me your text message.
I don't know which manager said, where did Howell go? And the other one said waiver wire. And then the one who said, where did Howell go? Said, get him. Also, are you dropping a wide receiver? And then the other guy said, yep, OBJ.
I mean,
if that's the other guy that's like in the league, he's almost like just like cheering on the first place team. Like, yeah, go get him. Go get Howell.
But also collusion has to be, what did he get in return?
Right.
There's no collusion. There's no collusion.
Well, there might be, Adam, but
there might be future collusion. You know, there might be future benefits. Like, okay, next time this happens, I'll drop someone for you.
Yeah. So they're friends with benefits, basically. But, I guess I'm okay with it. But it is weird that he dropped Howell.
Instead of Njoku.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Howell can't be there,
but there's nothing you can do about this, though. Like,
there is something you can do, though, that we do in our league. We do a And this helps these types of situations. We do a cutoff period, a certain week where free agents that you pick up can no longer be keepers for the next year. And this is to avoid this type of stuff at the end of a season. A team that's out of it, just dropping everything and being like, why do I need these players on my team? I'll just go for anyone who could possibly be a keeper and just try to get as many possible keepers as I can. And I'll go into the offseason. So like we had that happening and it was a disaster. And teams really weren't incentivized to keep those like fringe players who are good producers now, but not keeper eligible. So we made a cutoff week, and I think that's good for other leagues to avoid this type of stuff.
In this particular case, though, I think I would just let it go. I mean, credit the guy in first place for having the most fab, you know?
Right. And these type of things, the fantasy gods always come back to bite you. So,
Oh yeah. Sam Howell's got San Francisco, and
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you may have done something shady to your league that may cost you down the road at some point.
Maybe.
Like
also,
what happened to me last night.
Oh,
what
happened to you? Oh, yeah. He's got the Jets in San Francisco in week 16 and 17.
What happened last night to Jamie?
I almost made an error in judgment, but then I said, no, I'm not going to let my friendship with Jamie.
Adam did exactly the right thing. I was tied up. And I was not paying attention to actives and inactives last night because
Wait a second. Hold on. You had some things to do. Life got in the way and you couldn't get to your actives and inactives. Hold on a second. I seem to remember somebody else who had a big Thanksgiving morning and couldn't get to his thing.
The only guy.
Yes, but when there's a pattern of somebody doing that as opposed to a one-time thing.
Wait, go ahead. No. Let JB talk. Go ahead.
There was a pattern of you doing these things. So it was early in the first quarter of the game. I said, oh, Adam, I left Devontae Parker in the Big Burger League lineup. Can you swap him out for me? Ooh. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he goes, before he said anything, I said, if you don't want to do it, I totally understand. And he goes, yeah, I don't think I could do it. I was like, okay, fine. I get it. No problem. No big deal. And I'm just giving him a hard time about it.
Yeah. All right. No, I wasn't going to do it. At first, I was like, yeah, sure. And then I thought about it. No, actually, I can't do that.
No, it's a little.
All right. Anyway, let's go to our next fantasy cops here. This is from Scott. Dear fantasy cops, week 14, one QB league. Last place team has Will Levis, Lamar Jackson, and Jordan Love as their quarterbacks. The team they're playing needs to win this week to make the playoffs. The last place team is starting Will Levis over Lamar Jackson and Jordan Love. We really can't prove collusion, but if it looks like collusion and smells like collusion, it's probably collusion. I know Dan would kick the guy out of the league for doing this, but I guess there really isn't anything we can do about it. What say you?
What did he do?
He's starting Will Levis over Lamar Jackson and Jordan Love.
Oh, he's not starting his best lineup.
Yeah.
Put him on blast a little bit and make him explain it.
So just to clear it up though, because he says, I know Dan would say this is collusion, you kick him out. This is not what I consider collusion necessarily, unless there's some kind of financial incentive tied to this and he is making a deal with the team he's playing and that's why he's playing this bad quarterback. I think it's more, you know, collusion to me is when two teams get involved and they work together. Well, that's what.
But what if they're friends and he says, all right, I'm going to start Levis so you can win?
Yes, I mean that's collusion, right?
Yeah,
there.
Right. But, I think that's what they're expecting. That's, I don't know if they're friends, but they're thinking that he's starting Levis for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, just to look if it's, I mean, you still need to prove it though. You still need to prove collusion before you level those high accusations and talk about kicking people out of leagues. I don't think there's anything you can do unless you can prove it.
I think it's fine. I think it's fine to make him to ask him why.
You could ask him why. Yeah. Be like, why are you starting Will Levis over Lamar Jackson here?
And if
you mean publicly,
and Jordan Love, and if he
what
says,
what if he just says, and Jordan Love like against the Giants? And what if he says, I got a feeling? Then what do you do? I got a feeling about Will Levis' breakout week.
I mean, the last time we saw Lamar Jackson, he scored 17 points at the Chargers. So, if he gives you any explanation, just make him explain it. Like, make sure he has to put it out there. But I guess I'd probably just let it slide.
I don't know what else you can do.
Man, we're being too nice today. All right, let's see what we have next on the Fantasy Cops. This is from Keith in Durham, Connecticut. I never knew that place existed. Hello, Jason, Taylor, Sydney, and Travis.
Jason, Taylor, Sydney, and Travis.
Taylor and Travis, Kelce and Swift?
Yeah. That would be the Christmas table at Donna Kelsey's house this year.
Nice.
Well,
right now I am 9-4. And what did I just do? I just made a mistake here on my document. Uh-oh. I'm 9-4, and I have locked off a playoff spot. The number one or the number two seed, depending on the weekend, with a guaranteed bye in the first round of the playoffs. I lead the league in points, but the team with the second most points is in sixth place. With only first and second taking home prize pool, I'd like to not play the sixth place team. So therefore, yeah. I want to strategically take players out of my starting lineup and not replace them with a player. I may lose the week, but I don't care. Then I would avoid the second leading scorer on my side of the playoff bracket. So he's going to try to lose to get the two seed, basically. So he's not on the same side as the six seed. What do you think about this? Is this okay? The commissioner's office has received the first grievance of the season. The complainant states, Team X is not fielding a complete team. Oh, wait a second. I'm sorry. Let me back up. Just 2 weeks ago, our commissioner ruled as follows when a player didn't have a fully active team. Team X is not fielding a complete team. Everyone has to have a full weekly roster, even if they suck. But he's saying this wasn't a case of me being bad. This is a case of me strategically losing for my own benefit.
If the commissioner just said that, then you have to put, you don't have to put your best lineup out there, but you have to put a competitive lineup out there. So you can't leave holes in your lineup. You just put your worst players that you have. Obviously, it's not a dynasty situation where you have a loaded team, at least I assume. So a redraft. That's your decision. As long as you're putting a competitive team out there, I think it's fine.
I have a little bit of a different take on this. While I am a hard stance guy on collusion, I do like when teams, I'm the opposite on these like strategical type moves. Like last year when we discussed this on the podcast, when I picked up a bunch of quarterbacks when I was facing an opponent who didn't have a quarterback, like, and then drop them and pick them. Like I'm a fan of like strategic moves that are within the structure.
Heath would hate you.
Who would?
Heath.
Oh, he already does. But I'm a fan of moves within the structure that are within the structure. Like the commissioner creates this like rule, you want to call it, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, 2 weeks before, which is mid season. And it's supposed to like, I don't like rules that are created in season that are now supposed to be abided by that seem to be just decided by a commissioner here. So I don't really love the default there. But I think the big thing here is you got to adopt what my league does, which we're adopting this year, actually, for the first time in these leagues where you have two teams get the bye weeks, the one and two seed. There is no distinction or there is no gift, I would call it, a reward for being the one seed while there should be. So in our league, we allow the one seed to pick his matchup in the second round. So you'll come in and you could pick any of the three teams based on the matchup, based on whatever you want. And so it doesn't get
you're the college football committee.
Yeah, essentially. It doesn't get to the point, though, where you're like trying to rig the matchup first round so you don't get the six seed, because you get some kind of reward versus the two seed. You shouldn't be on the same level playing field, in my opinion, as the two seed. You earn the one seed. So that's the reward. You pick your matchup in the second round. So this would avoid all that if you use that strategy. So propose that to the commish.
But yeah, you do have to set a lineup. You can't have empty roster spots. You don't have to set your best players, as Jamie says.
You can't have Luke Musgrave in your lineup.
Exactly. You need Durham Smythe instead. But
yes.
Dan, if you were going to pick the four, if you were the selection committee and you were going to pick the NFL four-team playoff, who would be in it?
Dan, that's a fun question. So I get to use my criteria.
It is unless people don't do it the right way, which we've encountered.
Which we've encountered. Well, do I get to do it my way? Which way do I have to do it?
Your way.
You're the selection committee. Pick the teams that deserve to go.
Okay. So it will. My way is the deserve way, not the no. Who gives you the best matchup? Not the deserve way.
Oh I do God! The, I do, get out of here!
I don't
with this
do the
crap.
Deserve way. Florida State would not be in my four. I don't do the deserve way. I do the who gives you the best chance.
Just pick your best four.
I'm picking my best four. Exactly what Jamie just said. I'm going with Kansas City, Baltimore. San Francisco and Philadelphia.
Yeah. So you put Kansas City in over the Lions, even though the Lions are a game better in the standings and have beaten Kansas City in Arrowhead.
I want to see Mahomes. Yep. I want Mahomes in my playoffs.
Such a boring four.
No, it's not. It's boring if we get Jared Goff versus Mahomes. That's what's boring.
Oh, no. Detroit should not be in. Detroit's not
actually, to be honest, this year Mahomes hasn't been that fun.
Detroit is Florida State. Detroit deserves to be in. I know they're not one of the four best teams, but they deserve
to
be in.
What's Miami? Miami. We're still in Miami.
Paper Tiger. They do not deserve to be in. They get their
Miami's
asses
the most
kicked.
Fun team to watch.
Every time they play a good team, they get whipped.
But they get blown out by Green Bay at home.
They played every tough team on the road.
No, they didn't play every tough team on the road. They played a tough team in England. They played a neutral site and they lost.
That's their stadium?
Is it Kansas City Stadium? They played them on a neutral site. They played them on a neutral site and they lost. I don't know what better way to compare the two teams.
We'll see. Look, they get Baltimore and Dallas in their building coming up.
Good. They're probably going 1-2 in one and one.
You know who I'm not putting in? The Dallas Cowboys, who have lost every game against any tough team this year.
I agree. They did not make my four. My four was Philadelphia, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Detroit.
Oh, Detroit.
I know. Look, I know Detroit's unconventional. Nobody wants that, but I think they've earned it. They're 9-3.
Detroit
and they
is
beat the
worst
Chiefs.
Call of all these teams that we've had.
Because I'm not going by my opinion. I'm going by what's actually happened. Everybody else
so
wants
you
to.
You were the type of guy who would have put Florida State in.
Absolutely would have put Florida State in. They deserved it. And you know
so
what?
We can watch
you tell,
backup quarterback grind
you tell,
to 6 points.
You tell Jeff Hostetler and Nick Foles that they can't go to the playoffs.
Oh, God.
Go tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would get destroyed. They'd be eight and a half.
I remember saying, I said this on this podcast about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Something to the effect of the 49ers have no chance with Brock Purdy. I said that, and I think everyone agreed with me. And we had no idea how good Brock Purdy was going to be. You cannot project your own opinions. You need to look at what has actually happened.
But you saw two games of Florida State without Jordan Travis.
We did.
I saw one game with a backup quarterback. I saw one game with a third-string quarterback who wasn't even going to be in the equation. And by the way, in that game with a third-string quarterback against the top 15 Louisville team, they won. They didn't even let Louisville score a touchdown.
16-6.
Yeah, who cares?
They won
6 points.
6
points, exactly. They held Louisville
to 6 points.
Let's
see how they do against Georgia. Let's see how they're doing against Georgia.
Right. What happens when they get demolished by Georgia?
I have a question.
Adam?
What's the spread? Georgia versus Washington, neutral field.
Probably similar.
6.5.
But who? Who's favored?
Georgia.
Then put Georgia in over Washington. See how that goes.
That is fair. Then you can make the case
of
that
course.
It
is.
Oh, Georgia has more of a case to be in than Florida State does.
100%. Yeah.
But you could have said, well, I think Michigan, Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State are the four best teams. You could have said that.
And I would have been fine. Yeah.
And people probably, maybe you're right. Maybe they'll throw Texas in there, whatever. But that's not how it works. It didn't work that way for Washington, but it did work that way for Florida State. That's not
fair.
That is
a fair point, Adam.
You have to be consistent with your reasoning.
Do you realize that this has happened forever?
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
It has. Even when it was just
the bowl
system?
It
was just
as bad. And it's been unfair. It's been unfair forever.
It has been.
I know that Florida State is trash, Adam.
I'm not trying to argue that this is fair toward Florida State. This is completely unfair to Florida State. I get that.
Yes,
what I'm saying is I want the best teams in my playoffs so I can have fun and enjoy good games.
All right, but if you were actually on the committee and actually had to do your job, I understand
Florida
State.
I would never pick Florida State.
I understand Florida State is not
good. Your job is to put the best product out there for your product.
No, it's not. It's not their job.
Yes, it
Why
is.
Do you know it is
what their
not job
is, Adam. That's
their
exactly
job.
What
100% what
you
their job
the committee is doing that?
That's not what they should be doing. They should be picking the four teams that deserved it the most. And that's the way I approach the NFL assignment here. Not just the four most entertaining teams.
You know who would love this conversation?
Who?
Jason Alexander. Arguing about nothing.
All right.
Well, got him right here, Jamie. The young version of him.
There he is. Yeah, he's from Texas or something like that. All right. Here are some emails. This is from Andrew, who got skunked by Zeke. That's what he said. I think skunked means... Oh. What does skunked mean? It means you get like shut out, right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Mm. Isaiah Pacheco. Not practicing.
Did not practice?
Okay. Everywhere.
So where does that go? Does it go to McKinnon or does it go to CEH?
CEH, I think.
Jamie, where are you taking that?
Jamie's going to make roster moves right now. So
I'm not. No, I already picked up.
No, I am curious, though, what your guys' thoughts are on that on the situation, because I did scoop up CEH in a couple leagues and then I looked at a couple reports and I was like, it sounds like they're actually going to probably feature McKinnon. And I'm a little worried about that. Where are you guys
McKinnon
at?
Back?
Yeah, he's
they said
practice.
it was like a usage thing for him while he was missing practices, like a vet day off type of stuff.
Oh, my God. I just went to pick up Clyde D8. In a league and QB Dan 77 already rosters him.
Which one is it?
That's me. That's not you.
Yeah, that's Jamie. Oh,
which league are you QB Dan 77 in now?
The one where I played you when you told the story.
Oh, God.
You want to know the worst part about that, Adam?
Yeah.
What? I'm not even making the playoffs, Nelly.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I don't think it's going to be McKinnon. I think it's going to be Clyde.
I'm just worried about the red zone. And the game's great.
Yeah, I don't think McKinnon's. I don't think Clyde's going to be anywhere near as good as Pacheco. He just isn't.
I just worry about the game script and the red zone touches. Like, if this game turns into a shootout, are they going to see a lot of McKinnon if McKinnon plays?
Oh man, am I dropping Isaiah Likely for Clyde Edwards there? Yes, I am. All right. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. Let's read some emails. Go rapid fire here. Flowers, Elijah Moore, or Jaden Reed? PPR.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Who would you start at flex this week in PPR? This is from John. Javonte Williams, Zay Flowers, or Jerome Ford?
Ford.
If it's full PPR, I'll start Flowers.
Just remember, Jaguars allow the most receptions to running backs.
Yeah.
Dave and Flint. A.J. Dillon or Romeo Doubs, PPR?
Ugh.
Dobbs,
especially if Jones plays.
What if Jones doesn't play?
If Watson's out, I'll still take Dobbs.
I'll go Dillon.
Full PPR.
Giants have given up 20 or more points to running back in 4 of their last 5 games. So I'm only going Dillon if Jones is out in that scenario. But this is from Raphael. Dear Michael, Don, and Leon.
Corleone?
Oh.
No, not Leon.
Leon.
Michael and Don.
It was a good call. I don't know what this is. Michael, Don, and Leon. DeAndre Swift or Jerome Ford?
Ford.
Yeah, I'll go Ford too in that spot.
DJ Moore, Zay Flowers, or Calvin Ridley?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore for me.
Yeah, that one's easy. From Michael, 3 receivers, tight end, and a flex. Pick 1 for the final spot. Drake London, Romeo Doubs, T. Higgins.
London.
I'll go very London. London or Doubs, but I'll go London.
Kevin Skavansky just said, I'm not going to name a starter at quarterback.
Well, that's great.
Thank you, Kevin. This is from Jason. Jared Goff or Justin Herbert? I am playing against Laporta and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jared Goff or Justin Herbert?
I got to go Goff.
Goff on the road. Goff against his Bears defense right now. They got 7 interceptions in their last 2 games. Whew.
I don't feel good about what I've seen from Herbert and that Chargers offense in the last 2 weeks. I think it's in a bad spot.
Okay, and this is from Jess S. I have Hurts, Jefferson, Pittman, HN, la, 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 blah, blah. Oh, okay, all right. Should he put anyone in? Should he make any substitutions? He has Jalen Hurts. Okay, that's fine. Justin Jefferson, Michael Pittman. He can replace with Zay Flowers or Puka Nacua.
Hurts, Jefferson, Pittman. He can get out. No, I think I'd keep that.
Achan, Kyren Williams, he can replace with Zach Moss or Keaton Mitchell.
No.
I think I like definitely Moss.
Over Achan and Kyren?
I would put Moss in for DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf is his flex. I would bench Metcalf for Moss.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Why?
I meant to add Clyde last night in the league for one of the Bears running backs night. Took out the bid. Some reason.
Jamie, you sign off on that? Sit DK for Moss? Moss over DK?
I would, yes.
Okay. Next up we have Matt from a city way west of New York City.
Way west.
Yeah. Los Angeles.
There you go. Dear Mark, Joe, Marty, and Abdul.
Mark, Joe, Marty, and Abdul.
These are apparently Jets. Mark Gastineau, Joe Klecko, Marty Lyons, and Abdul Salam.
Okay.
That's the, what's the name of that?
Yeah, the sack line. Attack or sack train. What is it? What do they call themselves? I know what you're talking about. They have a name.
The New York Sack Exchange.
Sack Exchange. Yeah. Thank you, Zach Brook. Sack Brook.
Hey, sack.
All right. Dak or Fields? Dak.
Dak over Fields. Yeah,
Dak's my number one quarterback.
You can't bench Dak right now at all.
Pick 2. Brees Hall, Zach Moss, Tony Pollard.
Moss and Pollard.
Yeah.
Pick 2 wide receivers. Puka, Ridley, Brandon Cooks, Elijah Moore.
I'll go Ridley and Puka.
Who was it again?
Puka, Ridley, Cooks, Moore.
Which Moore?
Elijah.
I'd go Puka and Cooks.
No, I'm changing mine to Puka and Elijah Moore if Flacco plays.
Not if Cooper plays, though.
Even if, I just think what Flacco did last, what I finally saw out of Eli Moore last week was exactly what I saw at Ole Miss and why I was so excited about him as a prospect. And I don't understand why it took like 40 games into his NFL career for someone to use him as a vertical and intermediate receiver. It's just unbelievable to me when I see stuff like that happen, because it was obvious on tape that he could do it, and just no coach or whatever seemed to get that out of him until Joe Flacco steps on a field and throws 500 air yards.
What do you have? 12 targets? How many targets did he have? He didn't really.
12.
He had 12 targets and what, four catches or something like that.
He didn't make a lot out of them, but the usage was what, like, where the average depth of target was what was interesting to me.
I think it's also, for me, with Cooks, it's he's got the best matchup on the table.
Yeah, I offense is really good. So Cooks is probably, I'm going to switch it to Puka and Cooks.
But I think I might go Ridley if Lawrence plays. There's actually a lot of moving parts there. There's Cooper,
yeah, but Denzel Ward being there, and Ridley has not been great whenever somebody's been missing.
It's true. All right. And then the rest of this email is just some things from our show. Matt says, the cream is the best part of the Oreo.
Obviously.
Jamie's wry humor. He is the funniest on the show, and he has the best hair. Adam owes the following. Eating a full vomit-flavored jelly bean boozle, a song with guitar, and three lines in his head.
The three lines in his head is beyond belief that we never got that. It really is.
Glad Heath has come to a compromise for Halloween. I love Dave's na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And won't somebody get Dan a booster seat? Also, I think Dan, it seems a little bit more zoomed out today, so we can get more of the biceps in there.
No, you saw what happened in the beginning of this podcast, Adam. I had issues, technical difficult issues. Let's zoom this in a little more, get a better shot.
There we go. Okay, great. And this is from Brian. I'm in the playoffs but playing for a bye week. I need to start two. Eckler, Kyren, Javonte, Ford. Eckler, Kyren, Javonte, Ford.
Kyren, for sure. And you need one more. It's between.
I still go Eckler.
Yeah, I'm not going to bench Eckler for those guys when push comes to shove.
And this is Dave. He says, guillotine league. Pick a running back, a receiver, and a flex. Running back would be Eckler, Jacobs, or Pollard.
Boy, it depends on what the situation is. If you're getting cut, if you lose, the safest floor for me is probably Jacobs or
I would lean Jacobs for that.
I would lean Jacobs.
Yeah.
If you need to maximize points, because there are some guillotine leagues where this is now like a final four or final five and the most points win, then you're shooting for the fence. I'd probably still go with Jacobs too.
And then we need a receiver.
No, Michael Eckler though.
Well, you can maybe do both if you want, but well, probably not. Pittman, Ayuk, or Devontae Smith?
God, that's a tough one.
You need one? How many?
Yeah, just one of those.
Oh, Pittman, easy.
Pittman, the volume there is why you probably have to go Pittman.
Pittman! And now we need a flex. Ayuk, Devontae Smith, Eckler, Jacobs, Pollard, whoever you didn't pick.
Devontae for me.
Yes.
This is from last one. No name here. How would you rank these guys rest of season? Give me your top three. Damian Pierce, Kareem Hunt, Dalvin Cook, Josh Kelly, Jerick McKinnon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, that's a deep league.
It's a 10-team league, believe it or not.
Whoa. Since Adam didn't send me his notes, I'm going to need you to reread those names, though. I did see them criticism last week about me not following the names. Usually we have notes. We didn't have the notes today, so.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me all right? You guys good?
Yeah. Okay. I can hear you.
All right. Damian Pierce, Kareem Hunt, Dalvin Cook, Josh Kelly, Jerick McKinnon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
And we need to rank them all?
Top three.
Top three. I don't don't know if I see much of a distinction between any of those players. I'm trying to think.
Can you lift again? I'm sorry.
Oh, for God's sake. I'll do it. Damian Pierce, 1. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 2. Yeah. And I'll go with Josh Kelly, 3rd, just in case.
Why would you not take Clyde first if he's starting?
Well, no, it's rest of season.
How many games is he going to start? Right? It's rest of season.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pierce.
Pierce is first, obviously. It's just a matter of, like, what do you do with the rest of that junk? CH, too. Yeah, put it in the chat.
I'm very, very over this question, and I'm going to break now, and then we're going to read YouTube comments, and we're going to move on. Okay, we'll be right back. Commercial break time. We'll be right back.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
Welcome back to our mailbag. As I sit here and watch our stream, I'm seeing some connection issues for me. So just in case, I'm gonna try to stay out of it as much as possible. I'm going to display a question, and I'll read it, and you guys can answer, and that's it. So should I pick up Damian Pierce and drop Amari Cooper? No, sorry. I got the wrong question there.
No.
No, don't do that. Okay. Zach Brook.
Amari Cooler.
If you could maybe display the questions, that would be great. I'm having some connectivity issues. I will sit this part out, and Jamie and Dan can read your, can answer some YouTube comments, and Zach can display them. Go for it, guys.
Mm-hmm. Drop Pierce for Amari Cooper. No.
Yeah, no, keep Cooper. He's coming back this week.
All right. Get some more going here.
Oh, sorry. I said the opposite. I would drop Pierce for Cooper. Sorry. I said the
All right.
Opposite.
Sit one, Rashad White, Zach Moss, or Tony Pollard. I'm sitting Pollard.
I'll sit Moss.
Pick 2, Jaden Reed, Keaton Mitchell, Aaron Jones, Breece Hall, Zach Charbonnet. All questionable tags. They got me down. Hall's going to play. Charbonnet, we don't know. Jones, we don't know. Mitchell's going to play. Jaden Reed's going to play. So, I have a hard time still sitting Breece Hall.
Yeah.
So he'd be 1. And then
if Charbonnet plays, he'd be 2 for me, for sure.
But not if Ken Walker plays, though.
I think
what I would probably do is wait out the Packers and make that decision, Jones or Reed.
Okay.
Over under 10 bicep curls by Dan for a pre-show pump.
No, I don't do, listen, I'm not, what you're seeing is triceps. You're not seeing any biceps here. I don't do any biceps. Okay. When I'm at the gym, it's the one muscle group I never work out. You get enough of it when you do back, when you're pulling for back. So you don't have to worry about biceps. There's this bicep thing is overused. It's overrated. I'm not actually doing any biceps here. I'm not showing off any biceps. Okay. And so there are no pumps before the show either. The after the show is when you go to the gym.
4-point passing touchdowns. Jordan Love or Patrick Mahomes? It's Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes. Even though I think Love's going to have a big game.
Start 3, full PPR. Zach Moss, Devon Achan, Bijan Robinson, Travis Etienne, Joe Mixon, Rashad White. How do you have all these running backs? That's great.
Nice team. So
the 3 for me would be Rashad White, Devon Achan, and...
Moss. Oh, Bijan. Oh, wow. This is tough.
Bijan.
Oh, I'm going to sit Rashad
Zach,
White.
Why are you throwing that question up there, Zach? That's on you, buddy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what this question's regard to, so.
CH
or Charbonnet. Man, if Pacheco's out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go CH.
Yeah, CH if Pacheco's out as well. Oh, man. What's going on here?
Let's do one more.
Adam, are you all right back there?
Last one. All right, so we'll do this two ways. DJ Moore, DeAndre Hopkins, Cortland Sutton, or Calvin Ridley, pick two?
Give me DJ Moore and Cortland Sutton.
I would agree. What if it's Elijah Moore?
Oh. Sutton and Ridley if it's Elijah Moore.
I'd go Sutton and Hopkins, unless it is Trevor Lawrence, and I'd go Sutton and Ridley. All right. Adam, you ready to wrap it up?
You can do it.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We appreciate all your questions. Adam's the best host ever.
Yeah.
Dan is the funniest guy ever.
Here's a free bicep curl for those who were asking about him earlier.
However, thanks to our producer, Zach Brook. And don't forget, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, CBS Sports HQ, 11:30 a.m. Eastern for our live stream here on YouTube.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.